So for this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Unvaccinated students in Jefferson County who want to do sports and other school activities have to start COVID testing this week. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The county health department issued the public health order 3 weeks ago. It says unvaccinated students need to be tested to help limit the spread of COVID and keep kids in school. Several parents spoke against the mandate at a school board meeting last week. Susan Miller-Yule is a Lakewood parent of a student athlete.
Why are unvaccinated student athletes being singled out when we know vaccinated people can test positive for COVID?
Unvaccinated staff also have to be tested weekly. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Making Colorado's transportation more climate-friendly could have economic benefits, too, CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
The state is considering changing how transportation planning works to account for its climate impacts. That could mean expanding fewer highways and adding more transit service, bike lanes, and better sidewalks. A new state analysis says such changes could lead to shifts in how people move. Less driving would mean less spending on personal vehicles and fewer car crashes, for example. All that could add up to a $40 billion benefit by 2050. But these are all hypothetical for now. The State Transportation Commission will take up the policy proposal this fall. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Colorado Congressman Ken Buck is urging President Biden to expand his plans to address a national housing shortage to rural communities. Buck's district covers the state's eastern plains, and he says housing is a top issue for residents. The White House issued regulatory changes this week meant to boost construction and make it easier for first-time homebuyers. The man who was killed by Westminster police in Denver last week has been identified. The Denver Police Department says Westminster officers were on a surveillance operation to find 37-year-old Drew Lucero. They say he fired on police officers. An investigation of that shooting is underway. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.